Before her music career, Ximena Sariñana was a child actress in Mexican movies and telenovelas. A veces cuando la luz atraviesa. Born in Guadalajara, she appeared in projects by her father, a director, and her mother, a screenwriter. Music was then just a hobby, but when she turned to it full-time, the world noticed. In 2008, her first album was nominated for a Grammy for Best Latin Rock or Alternative Album. A decade later, Sariñana, now in her 30s, is entering a new stage in life, and with that, a new album. It is called ¿Dónde bailarán las niñas? Or Where Will the Girls Dance? Joins us now from NPR's Mexico City Bureau. Welcome. Buenos días.
Buenos días.
I want to start with the album title. What does it mean to have space for girls to dance?
Well, I think that here, especially in Mexico, where we have, you know, a really high rate of sex-related crimes and gender-related crimes, it was something that was kind of like in the back of my head when I was writing the album. And the album is actually like a really luminous and female-empowered kind of record. But at the same time, it just, you know, raised sort of like this question of where can we find these spaces where girls can sort of like be free and be whatever they want to be. No lo tomes personal. Después de otoño y primavera.
Si hay tormenta, no está mal. Y olvídate de tus problemas. You dedicated this album to your daughter, Franca. She's influenced your music.
Definitely.
What do you hope she won't have to deal with that you had to deal with?
When you're a woman and you're starting in the music industry, you know, there's a part of you that you kind of like hide just because you're usually surrounded by a lot of men. So the other side, the side, I guess, the more sensitive side of a woman, you kind of like want to hide it.
You don't want to appear vulnerable.
Exactly.
Latin pop has had major success on American music charts recently. For example, of course, Despacito. And in fact, your song, Si Tú Te Vas, is produced by Despacito's producers, Andrés Torres and Mauricio Rengifo, right?
Produced and written. We co-wrote that song together.
All right, let's listen to it. Tavas translates to if you go. Tell us about the song.
We really wanted to write a song about a breakup, but not your typical sort of like, I miss you terribly and, you know, I'm devastated because you left. It's kind of more of like a breakup in more equal terms where it's like, okay, so if you're leaving me, I'm leaving you as well. You know, it's like both are losses and I'm just going to have to carry on and be okay with that.
Yeah, it says, no dudes que te voy a olvidar. Don't, you know, don't doubt that I will forget you.
Of course.
Which is what I think you always want to say when you're walking out the door.
Yeah, and, you know, nobody dies of a heartbreak, I think.
Books have been written saying the opposite, but, you know, I think that's probably true.
Yeah, exactly.
There are several duets with women on this album. One of those collaborations was on the song Pueblo Abandonado, or Abandoned Village, with Chilean artist Francisca Valenzuela. Let's listen to a bit of that. That sounds like you're having a lot of fun. I hear you two are very good friends, and you get together to vent about being
everything.
A musician.
Yeah, I mean, it's been really wonderful to have, and I can say that I have a lot of girlfriends that do music, and that they're sort of in the same state that I'm in, where you know, you're the captain of your own ship, you take all your decisions, and you kind of like go through the same things, and it can be something as superficial as, you know, what's your best postpartum girdle, to things like, it's very hard to speak my mind when I'm in a meeting full of other executive and they're all men, that kind of thing.
Do you still feel intimidated by that? I mean, you've been in the music business for a while.
Not that much, I think. I think right now I'm definitely in a more safe state where I just feel, you know, really confident on my own music and know that, you know, you can have ups and downs and, you know, successful and unsuccessful songs and it's going to be okay.
Is that your message? It's going to be okay?
I think so, for sure. I really think that everything is going to be okay.
And on that note, that was Ximena Sariñana. Her new album, Donde Bailarán Las Niñas, is out now. Thank you very much.
Thanks.